Hey everyone, you're listening to the LFC Podcasting Couch, and this episode's brought to you by Pharmacy Mart, Fairfield, New South Wales. Now, if you mention this podcast to the team, you'll receive 20% off their entire vitamin and sports supplement range. That's Pharmacy Mart opposite the Fairfield train station. And if you want any more location details, head to pharmacymart.com.au. Now, let's get on with the show.
Lovely cushion header. Pacheco!
Hey everyone, it is the LFC Podcasting Couch. It is episode 96, and I have got Peter Kafinas, the coach, on the couch in my house. How are you, man?
Very, very, very good. How are you?
Good, mate. Good. We're just sitting here waiting for the Crystal Palace game to go. We've just had the team announced, so we're pumped. We're pumped. We're ready to roll.
Did you retweet my post about the hoodie that I've got on?
Got your hoodie, man. I love it.
The hoodie's on.
You're looking gorgeous, by the way. Those big love heart eyeballs.
I'm a bit pale.
A bit more sun.
But no. It is very, very comfortable.
You like it?
I like it. I like it.
Soft, smooth, beautiful. Quick thing. Let's quickly read out the team and give us a quick analysis because we do have an agenda, but let's go through this first.
The team list.
So we have Minelay, TAA on the right, Matip and Gomez in the middle, Moreno on the left. What do you think of that back line, firstly, because it's experimental?
First and foremost, I love seeing Alexander Arnold in any kind of starting 11. I've spoken about him, how many times now on this podcast. So when I see him in the starting 11, I smile.
Yep.
Love the fact that Gomez is getting minutes.
Yep.
I think Matip obviously needs minutes.
Yep.
Moreno, does he have a point to prove with Robertson kind of maybe here?
Yeah.
Maybe he's playing for a contract somewhere else. Who knows? But
He's being put in the shop window tonight?
I think every match he plays from now on, or every minute he plays, it's a trial.
Nice.
That's what I think anyway.
Yeah. It does worry me now that looking at Alexander Arnold and going, what if he got injured and Klein's injured?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to put Gomez on the right?
Exactly.
Because he didn't really blow the world apart when he played last week.
Well, knowing the way things are at the moment, probably James Milner would play right back.
I don't even think there's any under-23s who can step up because Trent was that guy. Maybe Randall, but is he going to stick around any longer?
Well, Flanagan, we're going to keep Flano? Who knows, right?
So Flanagan's on the bench, so...
Exactly, so who knows? But I think Milner will be, okay, no problem, that's your job now, Milner.
Yeah. Now, I've got a question because...
Mr. Fixer, he is.
Yeah, I know. We've got Henderson and Lallana, who are two central midfielders. But then we have Woodburn, who's a winger, slash forward. Sala, who's a winger, slash forward. Firmino and Sturridge, who are nines, both of them, it seems. Are we playing 4-4-2?
I'm happy this came up because this was actually one of my things I had kind of, like, not pre-planned to speak about, but something that I wanted to talk about anyway.
Formations.
Yeah, it's not that it's formations, right? Because a lot of people get confused or get the fact, you know, they hear pre-season cup, they hear pre-season, they hear friendly matches.
Yeah.
Not because I've seen on Twitter and Facebook that people are annoyed that we're versing Crystal Palace. Oh, and maybe it's West Brom and Leicester, I believe.
Yeah.
And, you know, they want Real Madrid, Bayern Munich. They want these kind of,
last season with Barcelona.
Glamour matches. Yeah. But this is where I see, and I'm happy because you're spot on. It may be a 4-4-2.
Yeah.
Why would it be a 4-4-2? Simple. What kind of teams have cost us points over the years of being supporters?
Yeah.
What teams?
Small ones.
Crystal Palace, yeah. West Brom, Leicester.
Yeah.
We're versing all three, possibly.
That's a very good point. I didn't even think of that.
Well, the thing is, right, is Jurgen Klopp trying new things now against these kind of teams that we've struggled against? So maybe he's trying a plan B where not everyone complained about a plan B.
Yeah.
This could be a plan B.
I've just noticed too, plan B of not having Coutinho in the starting lineup. He's on the bench.
Players like Solanke, we don't know much about.
Yeah.
Is he a key to unlock these kind of, what would you call it, bogey teams?
Yeah. Well, teams that sit deep.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. They want to prove something. They've come in here full of gummy bears, whatever you want to say, ready to beat us up.
Because if you ask me, what's pre-season about?
Yeah.
To me, pre-season isn't about versing Real Madrid, Barcelona, Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
And the glamour teams, just to say we have fans come over and say, oh my God, we're so happy we've watched them play against Ronaldo. It doesn't do anything for us apart from, okay, it gives us minutes, like match minutes.
Yeah.
We can do that against any other team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the quality could be a bit different, but we need, if I was in charge of Liverpool right now,
yeah,
I'd be organising friendly matches against clubs like Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
Clubs, or maybe not from England, because you don't want to verse everybody from England, right?
Yeah.
But you'd want to go and approach teams that defend deep,
yeah,
and have stubborn defences who have struggled against.
Mm.
So go to Italy and pick, you know, the best defensive team. Play against Juventus. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Go to Germany, verse teams you like to sit back and defend. Sevilla. I'm happy we're versing Atletico Madrid in the Audi Cup. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Perfect. A team who sits back,
yeah,
and likes to break on the counter.
Very, very good defenders. Best defenders in Europe, potentially.
Well, exactly right. So I think it's perfect that we're versing Crystal Palace and these kind of teams. And like you said, is it a 4-4-2? We don't know.
Yeah. And something I just thought about as well the other day is, like, imagine if you've flown out to Hong Kong from England, you're part of a team, except your team is West Brom, or your team is Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
And there's you, that other team, and then there's Leicester. And then suddenly there's this behemoth called Liverpool that's turned up. And you see the hotel is always packed with fans are standing out there, and you're there walking around having a coffee and no one knows who the hell you are.
Yeah.
And you're perfectly fine to do that when everyone else is being swarmed. Wouldn't you there go, you know what? I'm going to beat the shit out of them. I want to play my absolute hardest in preseason to show them that I'm also worthy to be as good as them. I'm in the same league and therefore I can beat them.
Yeah, no matter what club or player you are, if you're a professional footballer, you have a certain level of pride.
Yeah.
And sometimes the pride gets the better of you in any situation. And English team, that's the mentality of an English team. That's why it's the most competitive league in the world.
Yep.
Everyone wants to beat everyone.
Yep.
Whether you're Crystal Palace, whether you're Manchester United, whether you're Liverpool, whoever you are, you want to beat everybody. Because that's the competition, it's the nature of the league.
Yeah, it's got to be done. All right, well, we'll see what happens. It is currently 1 hour until kickoff, we'll see what we can do and between now and then. And now I did put out a question to everyone saying, guys, I want you to send us some quotes for us to read out.
I saw that.
I don't even know why I said this, because it's just, I'm going to get myself in trouble, I think. So I basically just said, hey, guys, let me read out some stuff for you. Why not? And we'll take it from there. I'm trying to find one which people have sent through, because it's actually hard.
Didn't some guy write something about picturing Gerard naked or something?
I think that was just your imagination.
No, that wasn't. No.
That was just. I don't know. Maybe it was me. I don't know.
I saw someone write that.
Jack Hallows wants me to say, heard this morning that Liverpool submitted a £2.5 bid for Lionel Messi to be announced in 2064 on a 7-week contract, Mars bar as an add-on. Googly eyes.
That could work.
It could happen. Let's make it happen. How old would Messi be in 2064? Isn't he 30 now?
He's 30 now, yeah.
Jesus, that is a long way away. It's 50 years. Minus 3. Jesus, 47 less. Okay, so he's about 67.
For 7 weeks, I think he could do it.
I think he can get £2.50. Let's chuck it in there. See if there's... Would you rather fight 20 duck-sized Mayweathers or one Mayweather-sized duck? This is important. From Shawnee.
That was the same height anyway, aren't they?
I don't know. 20 duck-sized Mayweathers or one Mayweather-sized duck?
I'd go for the one.
All right. And now we've just had breaking news from Luke Torelli. Deal on Cater will be announced next week. €80 million euros. Clubs working on the structure of the deal. Leipzig officials are in Hong Kong. if any quote's going to get me in trouble, that's the one.
That's just teasing, isn't
that's
it?
That's just, yeah.
That's not right.
He just wants my pod to be thrown to shreds and turned into an ITK.
That's not fair. That's...
What are you doing to us, man? Come on, Luke. Weren't you on the pod once back in the good old days? You're running out of chances. Nads wants to have Andy Robertson chants and songs. Mine's been the same since day one. Oh, Andy Robertson. Oh, Andy Robertson. I don't think we have a player who has that right now. It's like a generic chant.
I'm trying to think. You've got me thinking. Oh, no, Adam Lallana's a little bit different, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Adam Lallana.
Yeah.
Adam Lallana. I think that's what it is anyway.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Yep. Coach on the Couch, tips for coaching. That's a whole section. That's an entire podcast.
Look, I promise, Nads, when the season goes on.
Yeah. Can you give us one tip today? If you've got a kid and they're, say, 16 years old.
Yeah.
And they're wanting to... No, not 16. Let's make it younger, maybe, because you probably know that better.
Yeah, okay. Let's say 10 to 12 years old.
10 to 12. Give us one tip that's going to get them to that next level.
Get to the next level?
Yeah.
Use both feet.
Okay.
practice both feet as much as you can.
Okay, that's that mildly obvious.
Yeah, but seeing as people
ignore it, yeah. Especially kids at that age, you'd think.
Yeah, so I think as often as you can, use both feet, practice both feet in the backyard.
All right.
And do the extra hours that aren't organized training.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, I'm trying to find those other ones. While I'm finding these, let's go back to my agenda, which I put out. Sorry, guys, if you're listening to this and wondering what the hell I'm doing. So, second bid for KDOT has been rejected, apparently.
Apparently.
£65 million, apparently. Again, this pod is not in the know. I'm sorry if you're here to listen to in the know information. I have none. I'm just going off what people have said.
And predictions.
And predictions, speculations, yep.
My prediction is we'll have him by mid-August.
Me too. I think it's definitely not dead. I think they're doing what we would do if people were going after Coutinho as hard as we are. Man. And we've said, no, 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 piss off, piss off, piss off. And we're like, we're winking at them saying £140 million.
Yeah, nothing,
nothing can... He's unbuyable, wink, wink, 180 maybe. By the way, I don't want us to sell Coutinho, but that's, you know, that's what we'll probably do.
Perfect example, I think, anyway.
Yeah, so we wouldn't get rid of him on the cheap, and we certainly wouldn't give away that we want to get rid of him on the cheap, so that's what I'm thinking. I'm exactly the same. I don't think there's much more to even say on that fact. Some of the in the knows are getting stick today because of it.
Well, he keeps pushing. Well, from what you keep reading anyway, whether you believe it or not, he keeps pushing for a move.
Yeah.
He's always, I want Liverpool move. And isn't it concerning though? Are there any other clubs after him?
No.
Does that worry you or is it just me?
No, just worries you because same situation happened with Salah. It's not Salah, Suarez. With Suarez, nobody was after Suarez.
Yeah.
I've heard people say that we actually got in there super quickly, Camoli style. Camoli got him in really quickly, and that's why no one was in after him. But I was actually having, I remember having fights with people on forums back then about Suarez, and they're going, and Liverpool fans are going, I don't think he's going to be any good because no other club's going after him.
Yeah.
I was like, well, he's just scored 78 goals and 110 or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think he knows his way to a goal, even though it is a Dutch goal, which is clearly twice the size of every goal in Europe.
Yeah, except the French.
Have you looked at Dutch goals? Are Dutch goals actually bigger than any other goals?
I don't think
so. Is it just me?
I think that's just you.
How are they able to score so many goals? How's Depay, Kout, all these people able to score so many hundreds of goals?
I think it's just poor defending.
Fair enough.
They're so good at this whole total football thing where they forget to defend. Who knows?
All the good goalkeepers go overseas.
Yeah, that's it, exactly right.
Cool. All right, let's move on to Lucas. Now, I know we're a bit divided. We had a chat beforehand.
It was a friendly chat. Like, before people start to...
It doesn't mean the podcast has to be friendly.
Yeah. I think it was a very open and honest discussion. Before people start to send death threats our way.
Should I say my piece? Just so I can have the majority and you can talk about the evil minority?
No, no. I'm more happy to be the bad guy tonight, but okay, no problem.
The pod's all about various opinions, people, so please don't think that we're all just here, you know, talking the same agenda. So my thoughts on Lucas is that I think he should be lauded as a club legend, despite him not being that great a player. I think he knows as well, and he even publicly said it, I think, recently, I know that I haven't been the greatest player, and I wish I had achieved more in my time at Liverpool. But he embodies, I think, what it means to be having that fighter spirit.
100%, yeah.
Being basically destroyed by the fans, at least for the first 2 years. And we brought him in as a certain type, and he didn't quite deliver to as needed. And I remember that, have you seen that meme about Xabi Alonso in the Spanish team? And it's like speech bubble goes over his head saying, and then he replaced me with Lucas, and everyone's laughing their eyes out. So anyway, so he went through all that, but...
That's harsh.
Every year, and there were certain times, like during the Kenny second coming, that our win percentage was so much higher. Anyway, those are the periods when he was a very good footballer. But I will always love the guy. And I think we did mention, we can talk about it again, it was the right time for him to go.
Yeah.
The bane of contention was, not very contention, but I think you bring up a good point. Why don't you talk about what you said about if he left earlier?
Firstly, I'd like to say that I agree Lucas embodied what it means to be a Scouser.
Backtracking now.
A Scouser. No, not backtracking.
I'm kidding.
What it meant to be a Scouser, right? Yeah, that he loved the club, he loved the city, he loved the people.
Yeah.
And he did the best he could to become, as they call him, the adopted Scouser, right? Yeah. Yes, that's, you can't debate that. I don't care who you are, what you want to say, you can't debate that.
Yeah.
His football ability, you can debate, though. Like, it's as simple as that.
Here comes the coach. Come on, coach.
It's not that. No, no, no. It's just who you are and what you like as a human being, right?
I said the same thing.
Whether he left 5 years ago or left as he did yesterday or today, whatever it was, would have been a difference, really? Like, if you really, really think of it, would there have been a difference in the squad, the team, results, trophies? Obviously not.
Yeah.
Right? So, and you say that his best ever year at Liverpool was probably that Dalglish second that after his that 6 month period that he had, that he re-signed for that 1 year.
Yeah.
And that's also arguably the worst football we've ever played in 10 years.
Yeah.
So, I'm also, again, it's not saying it's football because he played it was bad. It was just that he looked better when we played our worst football, right?
Yeah.
It is a hard one with Lucas because you, as fans, we love people who want to be part of the club, want to be the club, eat, breathe, sleep, and the rest to do with the club. We understand that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to sit here and say I'm going to... Okay, but what I said to you in the elevator.
Yep.
To this day, we always say we haven't replaced Xabi Alonso, we haven't replaced Mascherano. Yes or no?
No.
We always say that as fans, yes?
Correct. We closest we got was Gerrard and it didn't quite work.
Yeah, okay. Yep. And even then, we're never going to play Steven Gerrard.
Correct.
And we 100% agree with that. There's not one person that can disagree with
no
that.
No one can do it, yep.
Are we ever going to say we have never replaced Lucas Leiva? And I think the term legend is thrown out way too loosely.
Oh, come on, man.
People calling, like, for example...
Oh, the players being legends when it's a legends game is very different.
Yeah. I think the term legend gets thrown around way too loosely now as well.
Yeah, true.
Because people call Daniel Agger a club legend. And mind you, I based my playing career...
You're hurting my heart here.
I based my playing career on Daniel Agger.
Oh, yeah.
I was obsessed with Daniel Agger.
He's awesome, yeah.
I was even getting his tattoos because he had them.
Oh, wow. You got the knuckles done?
I was thinking about it. And when I met him when he was here, I was almost cried. Like, I love Daniel Agger. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And because he's a centre back that I love. One with a ball player, shoot, pass, dribble, the rest.
Yeah.
He's not a club legend, though.
Oh, come Define on, it. Man.
Steven Gerrard, Jamie Carragher, club legends. Would you say Suarez is a club legend?
No.
Exactly. So what makes Agger a club legend if Suarez did that much more than him?
Because we like him.
Yeah, see, it's one of those ones. Like, it's just they're just opinions. And would Torres be a club legend?
No. He gave us some great years. That's about it.
Again.
Like Maxi Rodriguez, cult hero. Dr. Zaf, he's a club legend to me.
See, for me, Dirk Kuyt would be the closest thing to a legend in terms of what we consider legends. Like, Luis Garcia is considered a legend at the club because of the Champions League.
Yep.
Okay, fair enough. How many seasons did he play at the club?
Three, yeah.
That, the final legend?
Nah.
Yeah, see?
No, just ghost goals here and there. And,
yeah.
But, yeah, I do like the way that they act as ambassadors, though.
100%.
There's one particular person we will not name who we probably everyone agrees doesn't act as well as an ambassador.
Yeah.
We won't talk about that guy.
But, I'm following him.
Yeah. But the way that someone like if you had in the future Daniel Agger, Lucas Leiva, these guys coming up and becoming ambassadors for the club, then you would never say no.
Pepe Reina.
Potentially even Torres. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
It'll be a tough one. But,
well, if Michael Owen can still do, I think Torres definitely can.
Suarez.
Yeah.
Being a club ambassador.
Well, he always talks about us even. How much do you love Suarez? Let's be honest. What a guy.
I know. But do you think the Delfina thing... And Anfield Delfina, you know, his daughter's school.
Anagram.
Do you think he just made a mistake? Let's be honest here.
Or would you call it luck?
It was just pure luck, yeah.
I think it's pure luck. And some genius has seen it and gone,
the same letters.
Twitter.
And Suarez like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Why did I do that? But that's all good.
But going back to what we're talking about, I wish we had more players that had the commitment of Lucas.
Yeah.
Because his commitment, you can never... question, right? And in terms of 100% on the field, if we had more, maybe we'd be more successful.
Yeah.
And maybe if he was younger and now Jurgen Klopp had come in, maybe he'd be a different player. I don't know. But
who knows, yeah.
It's one of those ones. It's really hard with him.
Speaking of the effort piece as well, sorry to cut you off briefly. You just remind me of Suarez again because we just talked about him.
Yeah.
I remember going to one of the open sessions in Melbourne. You know, he's having the giant strop.
I was there,
Yeah. And he stropped onto the field. He looked all shit.
I'll never forget that.
All the other people were just around him kicking the ball. And as soon as he got on the field, bang, he was just on people's feet and kicking their ankles. And
I'll never forget that.
Mate, that guy, he just loves football.
And you can see when he plays, right? It's almost, I call him sick, but like, you know, not in a negative way, but it's like he's sick in the head when it comes to like, he sees a 50-50 and he wants to make 80-20.
Yeah, he says, it doesn't matter. It's mine. I'm going to make it mine.
And I'm not making excuses for him about the whole biting thing, but he just wants to win.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not saying bite people if you want to win because
that's
whatever.
That's weird. Yeah, that's...
But it wasn't... He wants to win and he hates losing.
Yeah.
We need more players that want to win and hate losing.
Are you actually as shocked as I am that he hasn't done anything since he's been at Barcelona?
Not at all.
Really?
Not at all.
I thought he would have at least done one stupid mental thing because I thought it was built into his brain.
I think the English media did the best they could to make sure he made mistakes.
Right, okay, fair enough. Once he was in a club where only one other club dearly hates you,
yeah,
but everyone else in the entire planet basically loves you.
Yeah. So, I think he copped way, way, way too much from the English media.
Yeah.
And for no reason half the time.
Yeah. Just because he became the pantomime villain. He was the latest, greatest, shiniest thing.
And he's going to be at the club that no one wants to see succeed anymore.
Correct, yeah. So, there you go. Sir Levy, one thing you had to bring up. Sorry, I nearly burped there. So, we've just heard that Kevin Stewart, little mate,
yeah,
maybe going to Hull for a fee that may rise to 8 million, according to James Pearce.
I think it's a good business, right? Because what's Robertson going to cost?
Yeah, I know.
It's almost like, yeah, I think it's a really good move for Liverpool because you're selling him to a club that we're looking at a player from. It's kind of like, yeah, I'll give you him, you give me him,
exactly,
and we're even.
I'm thinking of the meeting between the teams where it's kind of like, Hull's got a cash, like a suitcase of cash, and they have like £8 million in it, and they hand it to us, and we give them, give it back. Stuart, and then we give the suitcase back, and we take their player, shake hands, nod, and walk away.
Yeah, it's a good piece of business, I guess. Yeah. We need the left back more than we need Kevin Stewart.
They need a central midfielder, probably, I guess. Yeah. I don't follow Hull.
And he will bring some level of experience to that team anyway. He'll bring youth on the...
Yeah.
That's a good move.
It is. He's championship level.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty obvious. I think the main thing is that we got him on a free from Spurs. And you work in an academy, which we will not name. And you know that it costs a bit to obviously maintain them and give them a wage and all that kind of jazz. But it's going to be nothing compared to what we've probably paid for Stewart. And to recoup 8 million back, we'll probably get a left back that could potentially be our left back for the next 8 to 10 years.
Well, he would have cost maybe, what, 15,000 a week?
Yeah, something like that, at most.
Oh, well, so be it, right?
He was a free transfer from Spurs, so out of contract. So, that amazing business, I have to say. I'm extremely happy. Okay, here's some quotes. I need you to read out the first one from Matt Camp because it's painful.
Has anyone really been far even as decided to use even go want to do look more like?
Just Matt, I'll try. Has anyone really been far even as decided to use even go want to do look more like? With random capitals thrown. What are you doing to us, Matt? Seriously, that's the most painful. It sounds like...
Oh, we didn't do rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, crap. All right, let's do it from now on then. Ready?
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, scissors.
Yes. I win.
That means you have to...
Read the next one out, right?
All right, if you are, yep. Say who it's from.
Oh, yes. At Anthony, was it Mark McCav?
Yep, Anthony Stonelake.
I know this isn't a quote, but what's your stance on pineapple on pizza?
I don't mind it.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah, I wouldn't order it, but if it came out and I was at a party and there's pineapple and pizza, I'd smash
ham
it.
And pineapple all day, the Atropo all day. Yes, give me pineapple and
what
pizza.
What is your favorite pineapple? Favorite pizza, favorite pineapple.
I'm a meat lovers fan.
All right, I'm Mexican.
Yeah.
Or peri peri chicken.
I was just about to say that's number two for me. So
yeah. I love spicy. Needs to have jalapenos, needs to have spice, chili, anything like that. Cheesy crust or no cheesy crust?
Oh, whatever. Right. No, I'm not too fussed on that.
I actually don't mind thin crust these days. I may be getting soft in my old age. All right, rock, paper, scissors. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, wait, no, you won.
Me, I won. Oh, God. Nads with his 1,000 of them. Jesus, Nads.
Hold on. Was there someone there? That one there. So underneath that big...
This one?
No, just above it.
Above it? This one?
What did that guy say? Underneath it?
Oh, Christ.
In the middle too? Yeah, what did that guy say?
Pete Kafinas?
No, what?
Is that you saying...
No.
Oh, God. Pete Kafinas. I've pictured Gerard naked in my head once or twice in my life. Someone told me to write that. Can you reveal who it was who told you to write that? Was it just you?
Some guy I met in the mirror.
I'm talking about the man in the mirror. Anyway, all right, I'm gonna rock. Nads, Christ, there was one good Nads one. He just sent through 1,000 crappy, bloody.
Quite serious.
Sorry, I wouldn't say the crappy. Sorry, Nads, I apologize. You're a good friend.
You're gonna cop a tweet for that. You are going to cop a tweet for that.
And I'm sorry, Nads' dad as well. Sorry. All right. Since you've read one, I'm going to read this next one.
So, go on.
Oh, wait, no. I've read the last one. You have to read this one. Go on, Nickel.
Okay. Mama always said LFC is like a box of chocolates. Okay, I agree with this one. You never know what you're going to get.
For sure.
That's true. That's so true.
Oh, God. Luke Hoyle, Hoyley 98. If Everton were playing at the bottom of my garden, I'd shut the curtains. From Shankly. Great quote.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just...
Can never get about it. And then he copped about a bunch of stick from some Everton fans. You're an Everton fan now, blah, blah, blah. Go on, leave us alone.
Go away. Go away, you pests.
Exactly. Apollo Osred, you can read that one if you want.
do I have to? Actually, you know what? I am.
Okay, go.
Virginity is like a balloon. One prick and it's gone.
What are we doing? This pod has gone to trash. All right, I got to do one from Nads. If I can find one, which... Wasn't that quirky one, the one that I asked for? Okay, here we go. I'm pretty sure after this... Here we go. I found one, which I like from Nads. Nads, farts are like ghosts of the things we ate. Farts are just the ghosts of things we ate. I like it. Thanks, Nadsy. Love you so much. So, appreciate the quotes, boys and girls. Now, there's still... We haven't really gone for very long, have we? It's only 9:47 p.m.
How long have we gone for?
Like 20 minutes.
Oh, perfect. We can start getting serious now.
Still going. You go for a walk. So many things we could get done. The other transfer news, Virgil. We haven't heard a single thing about Virgil. Any updates? Is your phone going off?
No, that's not mine. Mine's...
Oh, it's mine. Whoops.
Sorry. No, we haven't, have we?
No.
And he's part of their preseason tour as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, that third kit was probably the latest news of trying to get him over, but that's...
Yeah. That's... But nothing.
Okay, what are your thoughts on the third
Let's
kit?
Let's go third kit. All right. I wouldn't wear it.
I would not buy it.
I would not buy it. I don't mind them playing in it. Because I'm all about peripheral vision and knowing where your player is. I'm trying to think tactically.
Yeah.
I think that was the thinking behind Toxic Thunder.
Yeah.
But it didn't quite work because we lost. The only games we lost were in Toxic Thunder for the first half season. But I like the fact that I'm pretty sure their mindset around creating it was about finding the players.
I love the polo shirt that comes with it, the whole third package.
It hasn't got Bet Victor on it. There's no Bet Victor on the polo
shirt. There is no Bet Victor.
No, it's glorious.
I do love that third polo, but I think, I've seen that kit and I picture for some reason in a Champions League away match in Russia, in the snow.
Yeah.
I think that's where that jersey looks perfect.
Oh, it'll be great, yeah.
Because it's obviously you need to see each other in that thick snow. But I'm not a fan.
Yeah, it will look pretty great if we had a giant Dutchman in it. I'd probably buy it then. I'd buy it just to have Virgil van Dijk on the back.
That would be cool. I guess that'd be cool.
Let's just do that. Oh, my goodness. And people are still going off about my video about Ryan Kent. He's on the bench today. I hope he gets a run because Ryan is boss. And it seems like loads
There's
of
rumors.
Leeds. Yeah, Leeds are all over it.
Oh.
Leeds fans are constantly retweeting my video.
Is it a loan or is it a permanent deal for Leeds?
Praying it's just a loan.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for. If it's a loan, then go, because Leeds, he'll be playing. They're trying to come up. They're trying to...
46 games a season.
Yeah, they'll be good. A loan to Leeds, let's face it, a huge club.
Yep.
Why not?
Wait, is Minile starting?
No, Karras.
He is. Is it? Minile starting. Karras is on the bench. Where's Ward? Must still have his back problem. Come on, Wardy. Origi and Solanke are our two guys on the bench. There's no other strikers.
I've got something for you then.
Yeah.
In terms of the starting 11 and players that are on their bench.
Yeah.
Give me three if you like, four, how many ever you like, that you'd like to see tonight and why.
On the bench?
Anywhere, just on the pitch, for example. So, okay, whether it's through the starting 11 or on the bench.
Yeah.
Anyone that's there. Who are you interested in seeing the most tonight? You can give me one, you can give me three, whatever.
I want to see Salah again, just because he excites my pants off. Sorry to get all weird on everyone. I want to see Trent for the exact same reason. Please don't call the police.
Yeah. He's 18, isn't he?
Yeah, so yeah.
Oh, so that's why it's legal.
Mint, it's fine. can I say who I'm not excited by the way watching? Gomez.
Ooh.
Controversial.
How come?
Because I think he's got so far to go. And it's frustrating. Anyone who's seen my tweets on Podcasting Couch, I watched him a lot eagerly for the under-23s when he came back. Because I really have high hopes for the guy. My lord, every single game that he played, he made one massive mistake in the under-23s. And not all of them came off with a goal. Grabara is a brilliant goalkeeper, and he saved his ass so many times. And every time I watch him play centre-back, I'm fearing that he's just going to make another big mistake. And I just think maybe preseason's a great time to get him more experience on the pitch.
Of course, yeah.
But I genuinely think he needs another year of under-23s or a loan out or something. Something where he can clean up his game, clean up his intelligence on it.
It's going to be hard, right? Because if we don't get Van Dijk, then and Sacco is where?
Yeah.
I think we have to keep him.
Sacco's in space somewhere.
And we remember what he was like before the serious injury. I mean, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But we've seen the talent and we've seen the quality there.
Yeah.
I think there's room for him in the squad.
Yeah. Now, remembering back to the Borough game with the tears of Lucas at the end, saying how much he loves wearing the shirt every day. But anyway, apart from that, the actual game, Firmino and Sturridge's combination was a bit weird at the start, but as soon as we cracked into gear, mate, Firmino and Sturridge were beautiful together.
It did look good.
And Coutinho's on the bench, so that'll be interesting. I think it's more of a test for Firmino to see, can you play without your mate on the field? Because every time when Coutinho and Firmino aren't close to each other, it goes a bit weird. So normally I'd say Woodburn because I love the guy. But today I'm going to go with the combination of Firmino Sturridge, Salah because I just want to see him every week. I think he's going to bring people into the pitch and bring people to games. Not that we need any help doing that. And Alexander Arnold.
Perfect.
Over to you.
Well, just quick before I mention my three or four, do you think Sturridge is the nine or do you think Firmino is the nine?
I think they're both nines.
You think we're playing with the two at the top?
I think we're playing two up top.
I think if we are playing two up top, I think Firmino is the one dropping off.
Yeah.
Just that little
false
bit.
False nine.
Yeah, and letting Sturridge having the creativity to go forward. I agree. Okay, so the players I'd like. Sturridge was one of mine.
Yeah.
Because I think Sturridge, with Klopp's quotes, saying he's the fittest he's ever seen him.
Yeah.
I don't think we should be overplaying him because we know how fragile our little lovely Sturridge is. So I wouldn't be overplaying him.
Yeah. Just get him straight
into the... Just because he's fit now all of a sudden.
Get him into the cryo tank as soon as he's done.
I'd love to see Sturridge play, 50 solid minutes and see what he can do
if
he's the fittest he's ever seen. Let's see.
Why not?
Henderson?
Yeah, true.
Henderson for me because, let's see. Where is he at? Has the injury stopped him? Is it going to hurt him? Is he looking good again? Like, I'm very interested to see, Hendo. I'm not going to say Salah because you said Salah because obviously I think
you've
the same.
You've got to be original, man. Come on, man.
I would have liked to see Carrier start.
Yeah, that would have been nice. How have you rated him so far this preseason? He's played 2 45-minute games.
Clean sheet in both, wasn't it? Good enough.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would like to see Carrier a bit more now, especially now in the preseason because we know how good Mignolet is. And I say Mignolet is good. I don't care what other people say.
Yeah.
I would like to see Carrier play.
Yeah.
The other one. Not from the starting 11. Go back to the bench one second. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's fine. Solanke, that's the one.
Yes.
Because I haven't seen enough.
Dom.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know who he is because I watch YouTube and things like that, but I would love to see more of him. I want to see what is he all about. Is he the key to these kind of teams?
Yeah.
Your Crystal Palaces, your West Broms. So I would love to see Solanke play. I'd actually love to see him start. But they're my pick.
Who do you think would be cool in that combination? Would you prefer to see Solanke with Firmino or Solanke with Sturridge?
Sturridge.
Cool. That's awesome, isn't it?
I don't know why, but Sturridge.
Two out-and-out strikers.
Yeah.
Two on the edge of the line.
Two English as well. Something there. It could be something there. Yeah.
You know what worried me when I first saw Solanke play?
He's big though, isn't he?
He is big. But you know what worried me? He was making the same runs as Origi. I was like, please don't. please don't do that.
What about Origi?
Please don't sit on the... edge of the back line, and then as soon as the ball came near, he just turned and ran.
Yeah,
like, so please don't.
I think Sturridge does that really yeah. well. So I think that's why Firmino and Sturridge complement each other, because
yeah.
you see Firmino come into the space, where yeah. Sturridge goes beyond
yeah.
the defence. So I think that was what works. Is that what that did to a defence, you reckon? It just goes bang.
Yeah.
One will go one way, one will go the other. Who do I go to?
Exactly.
Now space, continue, see you later.
I was going to say, you know, what was the one redeeming feature that you remember of Andy Carroll, apart from his headering into goals, is one thing that made him quite useful?
I think the way he brings other people into the game.
Yep. So, goal kick, catching it on his chest, laying it off. Watch Solanke. I watched him very closely in the World Cup. He is so damn good at that. His touch is phenomenal. So
what we're trying to envision here is Coutinho, Lallana running off him.
Mate, yeah, come on, maybe. Man. Salah and Mane. And yeah, so he lays it back to Coutinho. He chips it into spit. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. You can Klopp, sit down. We've got this.
I know. It's like, don't worry, I'm done, man.
We've got this. No, that's good.
No problems at all. Now, I thought this tweet might have perked your interest, because I managed to somehow get 2,117 votes on a poll.
I did vote on this. On I'll tell you why I voted in a second. But okay. Continue.
So the question to everyone was, if the rumours of Keita joining are true, now remember this is July 16th, Thursday yeah. before all the latest updates. If the rumours of Keita joining are true, with Coutinho being undroppable, even though I wrote unstoppable, which player should join them in a middle three? So I've assumed that Keita and Coutinho are set in the midfield. So that leaves one position. And I put down Henderson, Jan, Lallana, and Wijnaldum.
Out of the four there?
Yep.
I did vote one.
Yep.
I wish I could have voted two, because my vote would be the top two.
Yep. So who is your top one?
Emre.
You picked Emre. Okay.
I think Emre, Coutinho, and Keita, they
complement each other.
Three different players. Whereas yeah. Henderson is almost like a Keita, almost like yep. just a really energetic box to box. Do we need two?
Yeah,
probably not. I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know. But I think in my opinion, whether it's Henderson or Chan, I'm happy anyway.
That's fine. My pick was Hendo. My pick was primarily based, and I had a chat on episode 95, which I'll just quickly shout out. Thanks, Rich, and thanks for everyone who listened to it. We broke all of our listening records up to 1,850-something records. I know, right? And the previous, you know, longest episode listen, whatever, highest listen episode before that was 1,200. So we literally beat our
comfortably.
Best air by over a third. So thank you, everyone. You're helping us be boss. So I picked Hendo. Primarily.
It's quite close though, isn't it? Maybe for people who can't see, should we tell them what the percentages are?
I'll say why I picked Hendo first and then I'll run through. So
perfect.
My reason, and maybe the same as everyone else. Firstly, I think he's a lot more intelligent at this point in time.
Yeah.
He's older, a lot more mature. He is the captain. He's got a lot going for him. But also, speaking with Rich in the last episode, he did bring up a really important point, is that I think a lot of our game is going to be based around switching the play in the reverse ball that Hendo plays from right to left, and potentially left to right if he gets that one right, where we'll have Salah or Mane running off into space. So
I see that.
Stay busy on the right, stay busy. The ball comes back to Hendo and he does a first-time kick to the other side of the field. Salah or whoever is running onto it scores a goal.
I see that, yeah.
So
that's a top point.
Great, yeah.
If you look at the age with Keita and Chan, they're the same age.
Yeah.
So you might need that...
That leader.
That experienced head in the middle of the park, and I agree 100%. That's why I'd say I wish I could pick.
They're both amazing, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
So now we'll go on to, do you want to read out the percentages or what the 2,117 people voted?
It's interesting because if you look at the other two players, they're still world class.
They're amazing,
aren't
they?
They're still quality players.
No.
Lallana, Wijnaldum. We exclude them, but they...
Imagine taking off Keita and bringing on Lallana.
You're spoiled here at the moment.
No.
Look at us go. No, so first was Henderson with 35% of the votes.
Nice.
Second was Emre Can with 31.
Yep.
Which I like that. The fact that there's a high level amount of fans all kind of around this, you know,
yeah.
thinking the same, I guess. Lallana was third on 19% and Wijnaldum was last on 15%.
You know what I found funny running this account was that the amount of vehement, aggressive comments about why Jan is so much better than Henderson was incredible.
There's no need for that.
Yeah, I don't mind it because I like a healthy debate. But at the same time, I was like, wow, these people, Jan lovers, are just super aggressive. And I went, I love Jan too. It doesn't mean that I want him starting over Hendo for my particular reasons.
I think I agree with you because I see it as well. And I'm a massive Emre Can fan, right?
Yep.
So it's obvious. I've spoken about it on how many other pods. But I think the fans get very defensive quite quickly because a lot of the other fans don't like him. Yeah. So you've got like this 50-50 split. So the ones that love him are in like over defensive protective mode because the other are like, he's shit, he's, you know, he's too young.
Yeah.
He can't do this, he can't do that.
Yep.
His hair's perfect. Why? Like they're just...
just filled with jealousy.
That's yeah, and like they say, and it ends up going to these kind of comments like,
yeah.
How come his hair's never ruined? He doesn't run hard enough.
Yeah, must be that. That's it.
So it does go to these extremes on Twitter and it's kind of weird, sad.
I had to bring out a video once where he scored the goal, the bicycle kick goal.
Yeah.
He runs up, he gets the hug from Klopp, he stands up, and I think Karius comes off the bench and rubs his hand right through his hair, shuffles it as much as he can, and literally one backwards flick, everything fell back into place.
Oh my God.
I couldn't believe it. It was like alien hair. It was ludicrous.
You know what we need to do?
Watch it.
Yeah. We need to find out what product he's using.
That's it.
That's what we need to do.
We have to sell that shit. So we'll rebrand it.
But like, you know, going back to almost the start of our pod,
yeah,
Lucas Leiva, you know, we loved him because he embodied the club and he was passionate. There was commitment. Well, hang on a second here. We know that Jordan Henderson has plenty of it, so we're not going to question that. Let's tuck that to the side for now.
Yeah.
Emre Can.
He's the leader.
Is he the first player in every single celebration?
He is, yeah.
He
jumps in.
He jumps into tackles, okay, sometimes immaturely and prematurely and everything else.
Yeah.
But the intent is a good, like it's not that he doesn't know. He's doing it because he's so eager to win and he's in every celebration, first matter what part of the field the goal's on.
Yeah.
He's in there first. I don't know how he does it.
You know, sorry to cut you off as well. Sorry. The part that actually impresses me the most about Emre is he knows when not to celebrate. There's sometimes in those games, he's pulled people away and said, come on, let's get on with the game.
I've seen that.
And wow, that's a leader right there.
Was there not a moment in our time as Liverpool fans, you know exactly what I'm about to say.
I think I do, yeah.
Where we were calling him to be our next captain. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And then what's happened? Because he had one serious injury and people forgotten about him.
It wasn't really... Are you talking about...
The ankle injury.
Are you talking about Hendo? Are you talking about...
Emre. Yeah.
No, it was calves.
He had a serious ankle injury as well.
Sorry, maybe I forgot that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, and people forget all of a sudden that why everyone loved him, wanting my next captain.
Well, he was pretty bad for the first two-thirds of the season.
100%.
But then he came good, so it's all right. I'll slag him off just like everybody else.
And he was playing inconsistently. So playing 1 week, resting for three, playing two, resting for two.
And he looked like he couldn't run for half those games.
But that's not, for me, that's not enough to say he's playing poor because you need to give somebody a consistent amount of runs week in, week out to say, nah, that's poor from you.
Yep. Totally get it. Now, I did take all of our midfield, all of our combinations, assuming that we had Keita, assume we got Van Dijk. Yeah. I think I found the winning formation.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I have. So I tweeted it. It's looking good.
Oh, there it is.
It got 41 likes, 4 retweets. I'm going to read it out. I think you guys are going to be pretty set that this is... It picks itself pretty much.
I just saw.
So up front, I've got Firmino. Maybe I should start at the goalkeeper.
Start from the back and work your way up.
Okay, cool. It makes more sense when you start at the back because it... So at the back, we've got Karius.
Mm-hmm.
He's a playing goalkeeper, left wing and right wing. Left back and right back.
Yep.
But Karius in the back. We got Van Dijk. And then let's head up to Keita, Henderson and Can. We're all about quality here. Then we got Mane, Coutinho, Wijnaldum, Lallana and Salah in the next five.
So you're playing 1-1-3-5.
Because we don't count the goalkeeper, it's 1-3-5-1. And then Firmino up top.
Oh, there he is.
So say it again. We got a Karius, then Van Dijk, and then Keita, Henderson, and Can as the holding three, because you know it's very important to have a holding for three. Then Mane on the left wing, Wijnaldum, Coutinho, Lallana in the middle front three, if that's even such a formation. And then Salah on the right wing, and Firmino up top. I think it's just natural. I think it picks itself. It's a pretty expensive team, I got to say.
That'll win the league.
Oh, easy. I don't see any problems with that whatsoever.
And good news about Mane.
Yeah, right back into it. And taking photos with Sako as well. They're looking happy and chummy. First time we've seen Sako smile so far since being back. So
is he going to stay?
He's not. I don't think he's even going to train.
If he does,
I will be over the moon. I do like the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's had enough chances. I think he's going to be gone. It's a shame.
Yeah.
But life goes on. You see those changes. All the racist faces. Sorry. Tupac moment there. Sorry for anyone listening to that. Yeah. No, he's gone. I'm sorry to say. Let's see if we've got any more messages on Twitter. Because we've got plenty of stuff done.
Do you think Jurgen Klopp's going to try new things in these preseason matches against the clubs that we struggle against?
Yes. I hope that he learns in regards to... People are definitely going to sit back. I don't think these guys are going to be sitting back because it's an exhibition match and they want to learn if they can attack against Liverpool. They know how to defend. Yeah. I think they're going to try and attack and just go all out against us. I wouldn't be surprised if we see three or four attackers, you know, near the centre all the time. So what I think Jürgen's going to focus more on are different styles of play. The formation seems pretty set. It may very well be... Firmino and Sturridge and Woodburn as a front three, not 4-4-2. So, and you said itself, yeah, formations are fluid. But I think playing tiki-taka, tapping it around, then playing long balls and cross balls, he may change the style that we do. I think that's what he's going to focus on. Oh, Jesus.
I use the example of Germany in the Confederations Cup that just passed, right?
Yeah.
There were moments when they were trying
3-4-3
yeah, against clubs to... Well, to prepare for the World Cup.
Awesome.
So they actually, and he, Joachim Löw brings it up that
yeah,
we switched tactics and formations to adjust to teams who play very similar styles in the World Cup. So we try if we can work.
Yeah.
And it works. So I think Jurgen Klopp might be doing something like that. So yeah, can I try, like you said, 4-4-2
yeah,
against a team that I would normally find tough against?
Yeah.
In the Premier League, so instead of getting only 3 points out of a possible six, right, can I get 6 out of 6?
It's pretty awesome.
So,
do you think he's going to do that?
Well, here's a question for you. How many points did we finish behind City from third to fourth? How many points was there?
Third to fourth was only 1 point, wasn't it?
It was very, very close. I can't remember exactly.
Was it 1 point? Pretty sure City only finished 1 or 2 points ahead of us.
Well, either way, right? So, yep, the three clubs that we could be possibly playing against, West Brom, Leicester, and Palace.
Yep.
We lost our game to Leicester, right? So we dropped three to Leicester.
Yep.
Against Crystal Palace, did we drop any points?
Crystal Palace, I can't remember.
Oh, and West Brom, I can't remember completely either.
We were 2 points.
Okay, well, either way, let's just say the Leicester match.
Yep.
So that, against this kind of team, there's the difference between an automatic qualification where yeah, it is, and having to qualify.
And that bloody game, wasn't it, too? Straight when they sacked the manager and yep, they haven't won away in 5,000 years.
And they destroyed us. Yeah. Jamie Vardy with an unbelievable goal. So it's almost like... So now we... Okay, everyone's talking about Champions League. We're not in the Champions League.
No, we're still qualifying.
Who's in our group?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We don't even know who the qualifier is going
to
be.
So let's say we did beat Leicester. We would have to worry so much about
yeah,
it all.
Yeah.
But we didn't. And so I think this is what these games should be about, mm-hmm, is preparing and finding out ways and experimenting ways to beat them.
Yeah.
So if we do end up losing to Crystal Palace 3-0 tonight,
yeah,
I beg the fans not to go into a Twitter meltdown because it's...
They will.
They could
they
be trying anyway, something.
Yeah.
We don't know what he's doing. We yeah, don't know what's on the whiteboard yeah, right now as we speak, as they're in the dressing room right now.
But you look at that squad, you think it's bloody strong.
It is.
Klopp would go, that squad's going to win.
And anybody could look at that squad and say, that should... We should win.
Correct.
But we don't know what he's trying.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is. And that's football, that's that they're in that little world where we have no idea about.
Style of play could be totally different. Yep.
And for me, they might be playing a position in or a different way of a striker that we don't know.
Yeah. So many things to try. I do want to point out one thing, I think, before we close off, is that I will still hold adamant that it is much harder... Sorry, switch that around. It's much easier to learn how to beat the smaller teams than it is to get the right quality to beat the top teams.
Yeah.
And we can beat the top teams.
Well, we've proven that over how many
very,
years?
Yeah, very, not I'm going to say very easily. There's always a struggle. But we got 20 points out of 27 or something possible yeah, for playing the top six. It's much easier... building or finding the right tactics and the right style of play that will enable a quality squad to beat smaller teams.
And this is what this is all about.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying, like, I agree with you, because systems and personnel, the system normally never changes.
Yeah.
But the personnel does. So if he wants to play a 3-4-3 in all preseason, the system's not going to change, but the people within it are going to change. So who fits that system better? So we don't know. Maybe Solanke could be the key.
Yeah. Solanke the key. He's the X factor.
Solanke.
Solanke. Oh, my God.
Hashtag.
Illuminati confirmed.
Solanke.
Solanke. All right, cool. He's gonna. His head's going to be on the picture then. Solanke.
Hashtag.
The key. Solanke.
Well, like I said, but that's what I'm trying to get. I agree with you 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
So he could be trying a system. Just now, the only thing he's doing in between is mixing the personnel.
Yeah, perfect. All right, dude. I'm going to thank you for that. The game's going to start in about 20 minutes.
We need to go get some
some food.
Refreshments.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, thanks a lot for coming in. Thanks for everyone out there for listening. You have an amazing day or night, and enjoy the match. Goodbye. Peace. Lovely cushion header.